Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 644 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from Jen. And real quick, today I'd like to tell you about today's sponsor, which is designcrowd.com. That's designcrowd.com. Designcrowd.com helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource, or what's called crowdsource, custom graphic, logo, and web design from designers all around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from over 100 countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects you might have. So check out designcrowd.com to learn more and get started at designcrowd.com/askpat for a special VIP offer just for our listeners. Again, that's designcrowd.com/askpat. Here we go.
Hey, Pat, this is Jen, and I just had a quick question about Infusionsoft, if you have heard of it. I'm sure you've heard of it if you've used it. I was just looking at some of the programs that you use to do different things on your resources page, and I was just curious if you had any knowledge about Infusionsoft and if you use it or if the other programs you have kind of take the place of that. That's all. Thanks.
Hey, Jen, what's up? Hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for the question today. I do have experience with Infusionsoft. I no longer use it. I'm using another tool in its place, but it doesn't necessarily replace it. So let me tell you exactly what that means, because that might sound kind of confusing. Well, here's the quick story. I wrote a post about this, actually, about my transition from, it was called AWeber, which is an email service provider, to then Infusionsoft, and why I left Infusionsoft to go to ConvertKit. I still recommend Infusionsoft to a lot of people, but it's not for everybody, and it wasn't for me, which is why I left. And so I'm going to link to that post in the show notes of this episode on askpat.com. Again, this is episode 644. So look for the show notes. Look for that link. It just goes through literally 8,000 to 10,000 words of the whole story if you're interested. But just to give you the quick rundown, AWeber was serving me very well as an email service provider. However, there were some things I wanted to do in order to segment my list and tag that just they didn't have the capability of doing, and I heard that Infusionsoft was great. A number of different people who I know, who I respect, who I'm friends with, use Infusionsoft. They recommended it to me, and I ended up getting on board with it. I used it for a while, and I found that as powerful as it is, personally, with what I was trying to do, I was only utilizing about 10% of its power, of its capability. Additionally, I found that it was very, very hard for me to wrap my head around exactly how it all worked. And there are companies out there that exist that are built to help people figure out Infusionsoft. Now, that there's a couple kind of angles to that. The first one is, well, that's a sign that, this isn't push button easy software. So if you're looking for something that's push button easy, I would not recommend Infusionsoft. However, that being said, because there are companies out there serving these people who need help with Infusionsoft, I mean, man, you know there's something powerful going on there. And so this software is really, 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 really amazing once you learn how to use it. And some of my favorite online marketers use it. Ramit Sethi, he just has probably the most or one of the best email campaigns and ways of segmenting and just delivering email content that seems to matter just to me and based off of products I get. He shares other things. I mean, it's just amazing. And those are some of the powerful things you could do with something like Infusionsoft. And I found that after a lot of struggle, trial and error, and even hiring other companies to help me with my Infusionsoft campaigns, it just didn't make sense for me and my team. And we found another solution that was better for what we were doing. And of course, at this moment in time, as I'm recording this, I didn't have any products to sell. And I think if you have products to sell, especially multiple products, and you have different upsells and downsells and things that happen when people purchase one product that needs to happen to promote another product and all those kinds of things, then Infusionsoft would work, and it would be worth working with a company out there who could potentially help you. I know you're probably like, well, what's one of those companies if you are indeed going to be interested in Infusionsoft? My good friend Greg Hickman, he has a company at system.ly, so systemly, system.ly, and he has a company that helps you with your campaigns, so you can check that out. There's a number of other ones out there too, some very, very expensive, some on the lower end, but that was my experience with Infusionsoft. And I moved over to ConvertKit, and ConvertKit is an email service provider, but it's much more than what, say, AWeber is, or MailChimp, or Constant Contact, or GetResponse. They have some amazing tagging and sequencing capabilities, and that is exactly what I wanted. It allows me to segment my audience with stuff that I do with my email list, but also my audience can self-segment into certain different sequences based on what forms they get or what downloads they have, and that allows me to better deliver content that matters to them. And I've seen a massive increase in my open rates. It's switched from when I had just one list on AWeber and even on Infusionsoft, when I'd send an email out to everybody, it was about 20% open rate. And now when they're in a specific sequence based on the actions that they take or the downloads that they download or the content that they read and take action with and subscribe on, I'm seeing upwards of 65 to 70% open rate. And click-throughs went from about 2.5% all the way up to sometimes 8 to 10% on emails. Now, of course, there's a lot of other factors involved, such as the copy of the subject line, the copy in and around the call to actions and that sort of thing. So, of course, you know, those come into play, but that's such a significant increase than what it was before. It is because I'm sequencing and tagging and doing all these different things to learn more about who my subscribers are so I could better serve them stuff. Now, I will say ConvertKit is just perfect for where I'm at and perfect for those who are just starting out with email marketing, who want to learn more about their audience and self-segment and that sort of stuff. But if you're going to be selling if you have like multiple products, e-commerce, that sort of thing, that's not a capability that, at least at this moment in time, ConvertKit has. I also, just full disclosure, am an advisor for ConvertKit. And it's actually, I think it's smart that they're not trying to be an Infusionsoft. They're just trying to really own the email service provider space for people who have blogs, who want to build a subscriber base. I mean, that's really what they're doing, and it's just an amazing piece of software. So my affiliate link for ConvertKit, if you're interested in it, Jen, this isn't for you. It's just for everybody out there who's listening who might resonate with what I just said. AskPat.com/ConvertKit. Again, AskPat.com/ConvertKit. Now, I will say I was actually invited to speak at PartnerCon, which is a conference that Infusionsoft puts on for their partners, and it was an amazing event. Absolutely amazing. I got to meet a lot of the team members over there. They are based out of Arizona, and they are some of the nicest people I know. And I heard directly from the CEO of the company that they are doing things to improve the user experience, to make it easier for people. Now, that was a couple years ago, but it really resonated with me. But even though I had that message, I needed something quicker in terms of a solution that worked for me and where I'm at. So I would highly recommend talking to other people, Jen, about their experience with it too, because I only scratched the surface with it. And it depends on what you're doing and what your goals are and how that aligns with the people you talk to too and what they have to share as well. So that's my experience. And it's not something I would not recommend. But for me and for those who are just starting out with blogging, building an email list, I recommend, you know, maybe going with something like ConvertKit. So thank you so much, Jen. I appreciate you. We're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day, as always, by David Ogilvie. He says, don't bunt. Aim out of the park. Aim for the company of immortals. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks so much. Bye. Oh, and if you have a sec, if you haven't done so yet, head on over to iTunes and leave a review for Ask Pat. That'd be super helpful. It helps out so, so much. I appreciate you. Thank you. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.